Babram Hall had belonged to the Adeen family. It was built in about 1848 on the bottom on top of various much earlier buildings, and it was sort of pseudo Jacobean. And the story is that when Pevsner was writing his book on stately homes, etc., he came in the front gate, drove past the hall, and went out the back gate without stopping. It was not very genuine, but it was a big hall. And the library and the admin offices and Daly's office, etc., were in there. The Daly's lived in the flat in the hall. And then they built a lot of temporary labs. And this, of course, the starting in 1948, the nation had to be rehoused after the war. And so they said that they couldn't build any permanent buildings until the nation had got all its houses. And so what I worked in was called the Initial Hutted Laboratories, and they are still there now, this 2007. But in those days, the scientist was very much responsible for their own animals. And so when we had lesioned animals, we always used to go and visit them in the animal house every day ourselves. We'd all come out at weekends and do them. And if you had any kind of paralysis of anything, you made absolutely sure that there were no sort of rubs or deformity or anything like that. And so the state of the animal was paramount. And you didn't get good results from animals that were in pain or, you know, infected or anything like that.